Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epstein, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are talking about finding your sexuality and reclaiming it post-body betrayal trauma. And we need to talk about it, people. We need to talk about our sexual selves and the impact that body betrayal trauma has on your sexual self, your sexual identity, your lived experience in that beautiful body, okay? And coming back to that, for a lot of people, whether it's, you know, partner betrayal or body betrayal or any type of other betrayal that we experience, it really does. It shows up in our body. Trauma lives in our body. And it also sends us messages about who we are. And it really impacts our sexuality, our sexual selves, what we think we have to offer, and equally what we are willing to receive. And sex is a lot about giving, and it's a lot about receiving. It's about a mutual, needs to be mutual, exchange. And for a lot of people, this is really, really hard. Intimacy in general, that mutual exchange, be it sexual or non-sexual, is hard. It's scary. It brings up a lot of feelings of doubt and fear and like, am I enough? Am I good enough? Is this safe? I mean, it just brings up so much. And it's important to explore. And we're going to begin, just scratch the surface of exploration of your sexual self and your sexual history. Okay. This is something that I invite you to dive deeper into in days and weeks and months and years to come. Okay. Because whether we've experienced body betrayal trauma or not, whether we are just experiencing the natural progression of change in these bodies that we inhabit over time, or our relationships are growing and changing and shifting, we will need to continually look at our sexual selves, okay? And explore who we are in this body and what do we want to bring to the table? What do we like? What do we want to receive? You know, how do we want to give? You know, sitting in your sexuality is the most important first step. And I just want you to do that today. I would love to invite you to some private, undistracted time and space, sometime in this day, where you sit in your sexuality and your fullness of self, taking up all the space Okay, sit in your fullness of self and think about, who are you sexually? What are your wants? What are your desires? What are your needs? How and when do you feel safe? How do you experience pleasure? How do you want to receive pleasure? What does that look like mentally, emotionally, physically, physiologically? You know, what stimuli do you want to have around you, or do you want to incorporate that makes it a rich experience? How has the body betrayal or the body's changes affected your relationship to self in your sexuality? Because I promise, I know it's going to be hard to accept, but I am offering you a promise that who you are in your body and who you are as a sexual being only gets sweeter and more beautiful and bolder with time. I want you to accept that truth, okay? And our sexual selves has so much more to do with who we are relationally and interpersonally in self than what we provide to the external world, or even how we present to the external world, okay? On the outside, not really that important, okay? So for all of you out there who really haven't carved out a lot of time to think about or felt safe thinking about themselves and who they are as a sexual being, I am inviting you to that because it is, like I said, it's a very important part of the work. And all of us humans, are designed to be sexual beings, okay? Because it's about pleasure. It's about receiving. It's about giving. It's about loving. It's about accepting self and others, okay? It is a thing of sheer beauty, okay? And something to be honored and respected. And I know a lot of us come from childhoods and traumatic experiences that have sent different messages than that. And it takes time to sit in it and really think about those faulty messages and rewrite the narrative. Rewrite the narrative. Take the time to do this. That's how you start to scratch the surface, as you find that willingness deep inside your core that says, this is important. And this is something I deserve. And I'm going to claim it. So today, I'm inviting you to claim who you are as a vibrant, beautiful sexual being in this world. And what do you want that to look like moving forward into the future? All right. Thank you so much. And I will see you same time, same place. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing.